Welcome from the Difference Church. Our new series starting today is titled Walking with God. The message this week is titled, You Can Know Him Personally. Let's listen in as Pastor Ken Willis gets started.
I do want to share, so I want just to kind of whet your appetite, get you, you know, kind of get you to thinking about some things. In doing that last series that we were on, experiencing the indescribable, you know, goodness of God, right? How to experience the indescribable goodness of God. I began to think about this word, how to experience. And I began to think about experience. And the Lord began to stir in my heart, even this week as we was in here praying, the Lord began to stir in my heart about our experience with Him and experiencing Him. So that's kind of where this came from. It's about really walking with God. What does it look like? What does it mean to walk with God? It means to have an experience, right? To have an experience. And so as I began to think about that, I began to wonder how many people experience God through other people, right? Maybe you experience your relationship. Maybe you experience God through stories that I tell about what He does for me. Or maybe you've heard other preachers talk about their experience with God, so we kind of experience that, and we'll talk about that in just a minute. But what God wants you to know, and I want you to know, because God wants you to know it, is that you can experience God for yourself. You can experience God for yourself. In Hebrews chapter 8, starting in verse 6, in the New King James, it says this, but now he has obtained a more excellent ministry. And I didn't give you really time to turn there, but it's up on the screen. But now he has obtained a more excellent ministry, inasmuch, talking about Jesus, inasmuch as he is also mediator of a better covenant, which was established on better promises. For if that first covenant had been faultless, then no place would have been sought for a second. Because finding fault with him, he says, behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. Not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day when I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, because they did not continue in my covenant. And I disregarded them, says the Lord. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my laws in their mind and write them on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. None of them shall teach his neighbor and none his brother, saying, know the Lord. Watch this. For all shall know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them. For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness and their sins and their lawless deeds. I will remember no more. But what he says, we live in a time that we're living in that time. We're living in that dispensation of time where we don't have to go and tell everybody. In other words, what he's saying is you don't have to hear about God just through me. You can actually have what we call, and this will be really, you'll really recognize this phrase. You can actually have a personal relationship with Jesus. Amen. Yes, there are religions out there that you've got to go to the priest, or you got to go to this person, you got to go to that, and they want everybody to just do what I say because God told me. That's not good enough. I said, that's not good enough. I am not going to live a faith just because somebody else said, right? Now that doesn't make the Bible obsolete. Now what we're not saying is just come up with your own religion, come up with your own theories of what it is. And this is what I believe God spoke to me. No, everything that God's going to speak to you that's accurate is going to be in the book. So we're not talking about getting away from the Bible, right? But we are talking about having a personal relationship with God, having an experiential experience, right? Yeah. Experience. I can't remember. Dad Hagin used to say it this way. A person with an argument A person with an experience is not at the, how do you say it? A person with an experience is not subject to a person with an argument. Does that make sense? A person with an experience. In other words, if I'm in the pool and I'm swimming, I'm doing the backstroke, right? And you come up and say, hey, no, you can't be in there. There's no water in the pool. I'm doing the backstroke, brother. What do you mean there's no water in the pool? I am experiencing water in the pool. You can tell me there's no water all you want to. What am I getting at? People can come up and tell you, well, no, that's not what the Bible says. Well, no, I'm experiencing. Oh, the Bible does not teach divine healing anymore. I've experienced it. The Bible doesn't teach you that you can have joy over all your trials. I've experienced it. You cannot tell me that I am not experiencing something that I'm experiencing. That's what makes my testimony a personal testimony. Because I'm testing the money. Right? I've gone through the test and I've seen God be faithful. You can't tell me God don't save life. You can't tell me that God does not do miracles. You can't tell me that God doesn't heal. You can't tell me that God doesn't provide. You can't tell me that God won't help me because he's done it so many times. I am not at your whim because you don't believe. So what I'm here to say today, and just to get started, is that we need to have a personal experience with God. Let me say this. Church, we have this place to meet, and soon we're going to have a different place. I said soon we are going to have a different place. Right? And it's not going to be under the bridge. God's going to provide. Right? But we have this place to worship. This facility. Now, I know, please bear with me. I know that we as the people are the church. I understand that. But people call this, can you meet me at the church? Okay, so we're talking about the building. I understand that. So we are the church personally. But this church building is not a place to just come and hear about God. It's not a place just. Everybody say just. Yeah. It's not a place just to come and learn about God, hear about God, be taught principles about God. It's not just for that. The primary reason for a church gathering is to experience God. Amen. To experience God. So my ambition is to create an atmosphere that's conducive for people to experience God. Come on. Amen. That's good. Now it can and will include teaching. It can and will include moves of the Spirit. Yeah. Right? But whatever all it includes, and we'll unpack all this over the next few weeks. But whatever all that includes, the whole goal is to help people experience God. I didn't say experience emotionalism. When God touches you, it will affect your emotions. But I'm not talking about just getting people worked up and get people to act like I want them to act. No, I just want a place where people can come to experience God. They're going to know when they came to this church, wow, I was touched by God today. I had an encounter with God today. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Because God's plan is not for you to know God. Watch this. You ready, Amy? I got this just for you. God's plan is not for you to know him vicariously.
Oh, a big word.
Big word. Got a big word. Okay. So God's plan is not for us to know him vicariously. But what does it mean to know God vicariously? What is vicarious? Vicarious means experienced or realized through, watch this, listen to me, you're listening? Are you listening?
Yes.
Okay. Vicarious means experienced or realized through imaginative or participation in the experience of another. So God don't want you living, having your walk with God because you've heard what I've said. Let me tell you how me and God's encounters have been. So like, oh man, PK was telling me about this amazing. How many of us have done that? You hear some great leader, whatever, you know, they share some experience and time they've had with God, and we go out and we get excited because we're excited about their experience with God. And so then we base everything we know about God on what other people have said. That's not healthy. Because that is not going to invigorate your faith when you're in a battle. No, you don't need to be getting, God, remember what you did with Smith Wigglesworth?
Yeah.
Remember what you did with Kenneth Hagin? Remember what you did with Oral Roberts? Remember what you did with Kenneth Copeland? Remember what you did with all these, Charles Spurgeon?
Yeah. Uh-uh.
It's okay to use their stories,
right. But
you should have stories.
Yes.
You should have an experience with God.
Come on.
So it's about people experiencing God. That's what's going to set people free. They can't get their freedom because of something that God did for me. No, that's my freedom. You don't get my freedom. You know what I mean? You're going to get free because you had an experience with God. Because he became so real to you that you know him as healer. You know him as provider. You know him as the source of your joy. You know him as a source of whatever you need. That's how we're going to, that's where it's coming from. So my endeavor, so we're going to be talking about walking with God.
Amen.
Now, if you flip over to Hebrews, let me read this and I think I'll close. Hebrews chapter 11. You probably don't even need to turn there. It's chapter 11. It's what we call the faith chapter. Oh, it's up there. Okay, good. It was by faith that Enoch was taken up to heaven without dying. You know, these people go around talking about, well, God took my little one, or God took my husband, God took my wife. No, he didn't.
No, he didn't.
There's the best of my remembrance. Two, and you can add a third one in if you want to, but there's two encounters that I remember just off the top of my head of times when God took somebody, and when he took them, they did not die. Right? Who was it? Elijah, that he took up in a whirlwind? Didn't die. Enoch? What happened with Enoch? I think what happened with Enoch, he was spending some time with Grandma and Grandpa, Adam and Eve. And he kept hearing these stories about what their encounters, their experience with God. And I think Enoch got to the place where he's like, that's awesome. That is so cool. I want that.
Yeah.
He just didn't go, man, let me tell you about Grandma and Grandpa's experiences. I think he began to get so hungry for that experience that he says, I'm going to have that.
Yeah,
Grandma, Grandpa, what did you guys do to get that experience? And they began to be a doer.
Amen.
Of the word.
Right.
Not just a hearer.
Yeah, right.
There's too many Christians walking around, they're just hearers and wondering why they're feeling defeated. But why can't God do for me what he did for them? You got to do what they did to get what they got.
That's right.
And they walked with God. They had an experience with God. They got to know God personally, and it was an intimate relationship. That word know is the same word when he says they will know me. Remember what we read back over there in Hebrews? They will know me from the least to the greatest. That word know is the same word as when Adam knew his wife Eve. It's a word of intimacy, getting to really know God. When you get to really know God, you're no longer living vicariously. You're not living by imagination of what somebody else experienced. God don't want that for you. He says, I'm going to create a covenant in that day, talking about this day, that, man, they're going to know me from the least to the greatest. You don't have to go around telling everybody know the Lord, because they're going to know me. Amen? You don't have to be told from a leader, just enjoy my experience. so to speak. No, you're going to be like, oh my goodness. You're going to be like Enoch. Man, I want that experience. I want that experience. If I, oh God, oh Lord, help me to have that experience. Right? As you begin to walk with him, you begin to talk with him. Remember, that's what Adam and Eve did. Bible says that they walked and talked with God in the cool of the day. Amen. Did you know we can still walk and talk with God in the cool of the day or the heat of the summer or in the rain or in the snow or in the sleet or whatever at the lake? I mean, we can all walk and talk with God, and God wants you to know him by experience. Amen. How many would like to hear more about this next week?
Thank you for watching today's message. Please like, comment, and subscribe. The Difference Church is a church that loves God by loving people. We believe that Jesus Christ is the hope of the world, and that hope helps us to impact people's lives with purpose and passion. All are invited to come and hang out with us as we pursue the amazing love that God has for all of us. So come and be the difference with us as we share this amazing love with the world around us. At The Difference Church, there's a place for you. The Difference Church is located at 1055 Bain Street Southeast, in Albany, Oregon. Join us online or in person every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. We look forward to seeing you.